Hello, everyone, and welcome to our live feed update for February 12th. What are dates? We are here to update you on everything that's happening on the live feeds for Big Brother Celebrity Edition. And I've got my wonderful American Ninja Warrior co-host here with me, Alita. How you doing, Alita?
I'm good. I feel like it's been forever since we've podcasted together.
Possibly.
Okay. Yeah, whatever. We all run together to you. This is a big deal for me. Whatever. It's fine. No, it's cool.
This is what I deal with. We are here to talk all about the live feeds and let you know what's been happening on them ever since the last time we updated you, which was yesterday morning or last night, depending on how you look at it. So we had an awesome podcast last night with the great Cameron Hurd. We talked about the episode, the nominations. But really not a whole lot has happened since that episode. Like I said, when we went to spoilers, you know, that episode is probably the most up-to-date episode Big Brother like ever puts out, other than maybe like the live ones, because we basically still have the nominations, and it's just a matter of like, do they want to go through with a backdoor plan, and or who are they planning on evicting between the two people that were nominated? So there was a lot of discussion about those two things and a lot of back and forth. So I'm going to try and keep this as organized for you as possible. But right in the beginning of the day, before we get into anything too heavy, Keisha and Marissa had a conversation. And Keisha was asking Marissa about the flip, like who was behind it? Was Omarosa involved? And Marissa was letting Keisha know Shannon was behind it. Omarosa was not involved. And we have a good bond, don't we? This is pretty good, right?
Marissa and Ross just like constantly need to make sure that they're in good with everyone, which is like in theory a good idea, but in practice there are not enough people to hide this and keep this a secret for very long. And like people are already accusing Ross of playing both sides, and that's going to happen to Marissa very soon, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to try to get everyone on your side and like have a good relationship with everyone. It's another thing to talk to people about the fact that you have a good relationship with everyone. And I feel like both Ross and Marissa are a bit guilty of that. But this is an important conversation. Marissa feels very good about it, and she's going to spend the rest of the day fighting to keep Keisha in the house because of it. You know, Marissa feels really good. She feels like she has Keisha on her side. And she's like, that's somebody that she has. Keisha is a little bit isolated from most of the other people in the house, but Marissa feels good about her. So she's going to fight to keep Keisha. She also talks with Ross, and that's when she talks about like, okay, I really want Keisha to stay over Omarosa. We can work with Keisha. I think that, and Marissa talks about this a little bit later in the day, Marissa sees that Ross has a good relationship with Mark, but she doesn't have any relationship with Mark. So she sees it as, I have a relationship with Keisha the same way Ross has a relationship with Mark. I'm trying to keep up with him in terms of influence and relationships. And that's why I think it's important to her.
Yeah. And I mean, she's also going to be benefited by the fact that everyone thinks that Keisha is someone that can be a number for them eventually in a way that Omarosa can't. And Ross is, I don't know if you want to call it personal feelings towards Omarosa. A lot of people are going to say in the house that he's doing this for personal reasons. I think there are strategic reasons for him to evict Omarosa, but because it comes off as he's just like, he doesn't like her, he's scared of her, whatever. People are not going to take his suggestion of evicting her as seriously.
Yes. So So going along this path of Omarosa versus Keisha, there's obviously this other plan to potentially backdoor Shannon, but that's sort of a separate issue. So first we're going to focus on Omarosa versus Keisha. If the Shannon plan doesn't happen, or if she wins the veto or whatever, they do have to decide between these two people. And the conversation went back and forth. James was really adamant about like, I really feel like Keisha should be the one to go. She's a stronger competitor. She's more dangerous. She's coming after me. I think Keisha should go. Omarosa should stay. And there, this debate with the group, really fell along the lines of the people who might be potentially backdoored versus the people who might potentially backdoor them.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, the other thing that is really interesting in all of this is the people like Brandy and Marissa, I think, who brought up, I know that Marissa does want Keisha to go, but she did bring up about Omarosa that Omarosa is more of a threat to their careers and their lives outside the game. She's this loose cannon who's going to call them racist. Oh, no. And I think that that is fascinating and also very silly. And if you're that scared of being called racist, then I don't know, like maybe you should monitor your actions a little bit. But and I understand where they're coming from, but I don't think that you can evict someone just because you're scared of how they might impact your reputation outside of the house.
Yeah, I think when it comes to Brandy making that argument, I'm going to guess that it's mostly like a strategic argument rather than like, mm-hmm. like she's saying it because she wants to put the scare into them and convince them to do what she wants because she feels like keeping Keisha is the right move for her. So when, you know, they're arguing back and forth, and Brandy and Ariana have been very influential. Like most of what they have wanted seems to be getting across, and using arguments like that, I guess, seem to work pretty well for them. So yes, the argument went back and forth. Brandy mentioned, you know, Omarosa's playing the race card, like she's dangerous in that way. Shannon was like, yeah, but she's dropped that. Like, we don't need to worry about that. Like, we like she is the bigger Keisha is the bigger threat in the game. That's what we should focus on. And ultimately, it seems like, you know, despite the fact that Ross and Marissa were both sort of fighting for this, you know, we should keep Keisha. Ross decides sort of at the end of this that, you know, yeah, this is not worth fighting over. If I'm not going to take one of Shannon or James out, then I should just let them think that they're in control of the vote. And like, it's not, I'm not going to, you know, take a stand over keeping Keisha. We should give them what they want and then hopefully take a strike a little bit later.
Yeah. And that's the totally right move if you're not going to take out James and Shannon, which is the other issue here, because Ross still can't quite figure that out.
Yes, Ross is having a lot of problems with being decisive because he does eventually come to that decision. But then even later that night, Ari and Brandy make another late push to be like, maybe we should fight to keep Keisha, though. And he's like, I don't think we have the votes. But they're like, I don't know, maybe we should try. He was like, oh, maybe we should try. They just like, it's like they have a button that just like convinces Ross to do what they want. But every time they push it, there's like a timer. And like once the timer runs out, he goes back to his own thoughts and they have to push the button again. So they've just been pushing the button all day. That's been the day. That's our live feed update. Thank you very much.
So I would listen to Brandy and Ariadna if they came to me with any idea. They're persuasive ladies.
So ultimately there's no real conclusion about what might happen here. Ross might decide, let's give them what they want. We'll take out Keisha. We'll keep Omarosa. Or he might decide, all right, I'm going to try and gather the votes and make this happen. In which case he would need to convince either Mark or Meta to vote to keep Keisha. I think he can get Mark, but he would have to, you know, make a push. And I don't know if he's willing to do that.
I mean, with Meta, it's a 50-50 shot anyway. Like, he might just vote for who you want just because he doesn't know.
Yeah, because I don't know what Meta is thinking. Like, Meta was basically saying at one point with, like, Omarosa in the room, I believe, as he does, Omarosa is more likely to go. So... you know, if I get the veto, I'll use it on Omarosa.
Right.
So it's like, I don't know what he'll do, but maybe he'll be like, you know, Omarosa is more likely to go, therefore I'll vote to save Omarosa, which might actually mean vote to evict Omarosa. So it really is, you never know. You never know where Meta is coming from.
The rules of these games are so confusing.
Yeah, very confusing. So now we'll get to the, like I said, the Keisha versus Omarosa, still undecided at this point. I'm going to lean toward Ross is going to give them what they want. I don't know if he wants to make the push, but you never know. Brandy or Ari might make a last second push and be like, we'll talk to Mark and then, you know, pull the votes in. Who knows? It could honestly go anyway, at this point. Now we got to focus on this idea because this might be all moot because Shannon may be getting backdoored anyway. So Ross woke up in the morning. You know, we talked about this idea that he might be backdooring Shannon. He woke up and he was like, I don't think I should do this, because the timer had run out on the button. And he was like, this seems scary. He was talking to Marissa. He was like, James is going to come after me right after I take out Shannon. That doesn't seem very good to me. But Marissa's like, I don't know, this might be a good move. So he's like, okay, you know, all right. And this is, again, this is the story of the day where he expresses doubt. He talks to somebody, usually Ari and Brandy. They convince him again, and he goes back to the plan.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is obviously the move for Ari and Brandy, because they're not going to be the targets and they want, you know, this strong woman out of the house. But I also think that Ross is buying into the idea that's like, well, they're going to come after me anyway, because I'm like a big threat in this game. And James and Shannon are these big threats. So I think he really very much buys into the idea that like, oh, well, it's just delaying the inevitable. If I don't, and I have to take the shot now because they're going to come after me regardless, when I don't think that that's true. I mean, like, they're not going to, I don't think they're going to come after Ross next week. Like, there are other threats in this house. And especially if they don't catch wind of this backdoor plan at all, they have no reason to go after Ross.
Yeah. They, Brandy and Ari have just really just created this whole reality where Shannon has a final two with James and they're working together and they're going to take out Ross. And it's completely false, but Ross has completely bought it. He's just completely been, you know, Ari and Brandy missed it. Who knows?
Didn't Ross also say that, like, I think he said to Marissa that on the first night after the flip on Omarosa, Shannon had some alleged conversation with Omarosa that's like, it's good that it looks like we're fighting. Yeah. Our final two deal is still intact, which never happened.
He was having a conversation with Marissa, and I think this came from Brandy, but he was like, yeah, you know, when Shannon and Omarosa were arguing, I bet that conversation went something like, oh, it's so great that we're arguing. Nobody will know. This looks so good. We'll keep our secret final two deal. And Marissa was like, that is totally what happened.
Yeah, so and smart. So,
like, it created this huge, like, monster image of Shannon that doesn't exist. And it's crazy because it stems completely from Brandy and Ari. And I guess, like, I don't know what it is about what they're saying that makes it so believable. But
it's that Ross wants to believe it, because he wants to be the kind of player who makes a big move and not get taken out because he didn't, you know, do enough. So he wants all the justification he can to backdoor Shannon.
Yeah, I guess so. So he talks to Mark. Mark, by the way, at this point is like, it's okay if you nominate me as a pawn. That's cool. You know, we're good.
Yeah. Yet they're still considering nominating Meta for a while, which don't do that. Well, I'm telling them right now.
That was the thing, because he was like, I know you don't want to nominate Meta. I like that looks bad. So I'm fine going up instead. That, you know, it's totally cool. But at this point, Ross is like, well you know, what about Shannon? What if I put up Shannon? And Mark was like, oh, you would do that? Yeah,
sure, yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah. And Ross also at the end of last night decided that if he's going to backdoor Shannon, if he gets to pick someone for the veto, he has to pick Shannon, because then he'll feel better about backdooring her, which, like, you have to make a choice, Ross. Like, if you're going to backdoor her, don't give her a chance to win the veto.
Yeah, it's really going back and forth. Mark was even saying to him when he told him about the idea, Mark was like, wow, you know, I was actually going to do that next week if I won HOH, which, like I mentioned last night, like, should tell Ross, you don't need to do this, because he keeps saying, like, this might be the only shot we ever have at Shannon. And yet almost every single other person he's talked to has been like, yeah, that's what I was going to do if I won.
Yeah.
Meaning Shannon is almost definitely gone next week if she doesn't win. Meaning you have plenty of opportunity to take Shannon out, meaning you don't need to do their dirty work for them, especially when Shannon is on your side. But I guess he doesn't believe she's on his side, because he's believing what Brandy and Ari are telling him. So Ross, you know, on one hand, was doing really well. He still has the ear of many people in the house. On the other hand, somebody else has his ear, and that somebody else is the we should have a name for them, because I keep saying Brandy and Ari, but like
Ferrari.
Yeah,
well, it's better than Andy. That's just confusing.
That's true. So he starts to, as you mentioned, he starts to get scared about like, okay, but what happens if I have to have house guest choice in the veto ceremony or picking ceremony? Because if I don't pick either James or Shannon, they're going to immediately know that the plan is to backdoor one of them, because why would I not pick the two strongest competitors to help us in the veto? So he's like, okay, so how do I figure this out? How do I get around this part of the plan? He goes and he talks to James and Shannon. He just figures, I'll just pick James and then hope he doesn't win. And then I'll be able to, you know, nominate Shannon and that'll be fine. So he talks to them and he comes up with this reason. I'm like, Shannon, you've got this huge target on you. I don't want to, you know, increase that target by giving you the possibility of winning the veto. I'll pick James and, you know, he's just as good, things basically. But Shannon, she counters his move unintentionally by saying, yeah, it's fine. I don't care about the target.
Yeah, I don't care. At this point, just let me steamroll everything. I mean, she's kind of right. Like, at this point, there's no going back. Like, it doesn't hurt. I don't think her target can get any bigger anyway. But yeah, it's not great.
Yeah. So he's like, maybe I'll still pick James. And Shannon was like, I guess so, if you really want to. So he's trying to do that. But then, as you mentioned again, he ends up talking to Brandy a little bit later. I think it was Brandy. And has more doubts. He's like, I don't know about this idea. Maybe I should just pick Shannon. And then if she doesn't win the veto, then it's like, oh, well, you lost. And that'll make me feel better about the fact that I'm betraying Shannon. It's like half measures and, you know, indecisiveness. You gotta just have a plan and stick to it. Because at this point, every single person in the house knows about this plan to backdoor Shannon. And that's because Ross also talked to Keisha and told Keisha about the plan, saying, we may have something, we may have something going where maybe we'll be taking out Shannon and you'll be able to stay. And if we did that, would you work with us? That question, by the way, completely useless. There's never any point to asking somebody. It's like if you're playing Secret Hitler and you ask someone, are you a fascist? Like, maybe you think you can read their answer based on how they say no, but they're always going to say no to that question, just like they're always going to say yes to, if I save you from elimination this week, will you work with me in the future? Let me think about that. I am not Malcolm from Survivor, so I'm going to go ahead and say yes.
But you do have that slight chance that someone is just like, no. And then you're like, okay, well, this makes my decision really easy. Like, there's a slight chance. It doesn't hurt to ask.
It doesn't hurt to ask, but you don't need to give away information.
Exchange for the answer that they're obviously going to give you. Also, in this Big Brother house, I don't know, like, if you ask Meta, like, hey, if this scenario happens, what will you do? He doesn't know to lie. Like, you might actually get the answer out of some of these celebrities.
I guess that's true. The thing is, though, Keisha had already heard from Marissa, as we had previously talked about. So Marissa had already let Keisha in on the plan. Marissa's trying to, you know, win favor there. And then I believe Marissa also told Omarosa about this idea. And that's where Omarosa got the knowledge of, I think they might be backdooring Shannon.
Yeah.
So literally every single person in the house knows, except for James and Shannon. Who knows how much Meta retains, about the game.
He couldn't even do two truths and a lie. he did two truths and then his third one was like, one time. And then they were all like, that one's the lie. And he was like, you're right.
I love that guy. the indecisiveness is really, it's putting Ross in a position where, like, even if he doesn't go through with this plan to backdoor Shannon, like, if Shannon wins, there's not a single person in that house that's not going to be like, you're nominating me, Shannon? Well, actually, just so you know, Ross was, like, really heavily contemplating backdooring you last week. I mean, everyone knows it. It's he put himself in a really bad spot here.
Yeah. I mean, all of these out in front players, I think, they're the fans who would rather go home early taking big swings than you know, go out somewhere in the middle not doing anything. And I think this is going to plague Ross and Shannon until they get eliminated. Like,
yeah,
it's frustrating, but it's also, it would be more frustrating for everybody not do anything.
Yeah. And, you know, it's like Ross at many points throughout the day, I said it like, so after he talks to Keisha, he has like his, you know, not second thoughts, but like fifth thoughts about doing this plan. And he talks to Brandy and he's like, it seems stupid to take out somebody that's in our alliance that's not going to come after us. And Brandy is like, but she's not in our alliance. She is coming after us. And he's like, but she's not in our alliance.
Why
she is
Brandy a ghost?
I don't know. That was like force persuasion by ghost something. I don't know. because it's like it's not coming from an actual person. It's like it's a voice in his head because he just believes it. And that's when he decides he'll just pick Shannon for the veto. But then again, he's like, no. I'm sorry, Brandy. Ari, I just can't do this. Sorry, Brari. I just can't do this. I'll be sacrificing myself. There's no scenario in which I survive next week if I take out Shannon this week. And I was like, thank you, Ross. Mm-hmm. You're finally seeing the light. Yeah. And then Brari says something and it just clouds up again. And he's like, yeah, but she's coming after me anyway. And she's a big threat and I got to go out swinging. And then he's back to it. And then, but again, he talks to Marissa and he's like, you know, and now I'm starting to feel pressured. Like I said, like, let's see how the veto plays out. And now all of a sudden it's like, I can't not do this or you guys will be mad at me. But then it's like, but I guess we'll do it. We'll do it.
Yeah. But I still hate the half measure of picking her for the veto because I think that people get more upset when you seem like you're on their side to the point of like, it being unnecessary until you blindside them. Like people don't like it when you act like their best friend. And like, obviously you don't have to tell someone before you vote them out, but you don't have to like go out of your way to seem like you're still loyal to them. And picking her for the veto, I feel like just completely makes it look like it was either a last minute decision or he like super betrayed her.
It's the sort of thing where it's like when somebody betrays you, you want to be angry. But when you're, you know, a fan of the game like Shannon is, I think there's a part of you that feels like, you know, it's a game. I have to understand, like, you know, we're all players in this game. But you're looking for something. Like, you're looking for, because you want to be mad, but you know you shouldn't be. But you're looking for that one thing that, like, you know, this is a game, but this was dumb. Why did you do this?
Hadn't done this, I would be fine with it, but that was just mean.
Exactly. So it's like, well, if you were going to betray, why would you pick me for the veto? Like, that makes no sense. That just shows a weakness in your character in playing the game so that it wasn't just a game move if you picked me for the veto because you felt bad about it. And if you felt bad about it, that means that you knew that you were doing something mean. And that means I get to feel hurt about this.
Yeah. And it just makes you look cowardly, like you're not confident in your decision. You're looking for a way out until the very last second.
It's hard to feel like, you got me when the person is like, oh, I'm so scared about doing this, but I'm gonna pick you for the veto and this is a really bad way of going about this, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And I think he wants it to look like he's putting her fate in her hands, which is like, you know, so that he can be like, well, it's her fault for losing the veto, but like,
exactly, but that's only gonna make her more angry. Yeah. Because then like she has these feelings of like, well, I could have done something about it and you made me in that, like you put me in that position. I could have had this wonderful feeling of, well, he's just such a good game player that I couldn't even do anything about it. He checkmated me. But instead, it's like, well, no, this is actually partly your fault. Guess what, Ross? People don't like things being their fault. And they do everything they can to push the blame onto somebody else when they feel that way.
Yes, especially when going out this early.
Mm. So Ross, ultimately, he says he's going to go along with the plan. Brandy somehow convinces him like, oh, talk to James. James might be on board with it. You maybe can get James to work with you. Brandy's just like throwing out anything she can at this point to get Ross to do this. And it's working.
Yeah.
So good on Brari.
Yeah. Good on Queen of Big Brother Celebrity Brandy, who I picked as my winner pick. And everybody made fun of me.
Well, even she, like, it's hard to tell how much she genuinely thinks she can win and how much she genuinely just like is trying to get Ari to win. Like, I'm assuming she wants to win, but I haven't seen her say anything about like thinking she, I think she might genuinely think she can lose. She might be the Dr. Will, Big Brother to Dr. Will of Big Brother Celebrity. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Spoiler alert for that season that I've totally seen. It was way back in the day.
Listen, you should be listening to the Big Brother 2 blockumentary at the very least.
Oh, yeah. It's totally next on my list.
See, anyone who didn't get that reference, just like Lita, it's because you haven't listened to the Big Brother 2 blockumentary. Go look it up, find it, purchase it, listen to it, and get knowledged.
But to your point, yeah, I think that Brandy wants to win, but I think she may have... I think she just, like, is trying to be realistic about the fact that she probably won't. But I think that she could, and I would like to see her step up the confidence, not step up the gameplay, because it's good for her to be not on anyone's radar, really. But, you know, I want her to have her eyes on the prize.
Yeah, and again, like, the beauty of them convincing Ross to do this move is that, like, after Ross leaves the room, they start talking about, like, Marissa and Ross, they're playing both sides. They've got themselves in everyone's ear. Like, they recognize, they're already recognizing that basically Ross and Marissa are the next two big threats after Shannon gets taken out. So Ross is like, he's got blinders on and he's walking straight and there's traps all around him and he just keeps walking straight into this thing. And he's going, I don't know if this is such a good idea, guys. And Brari is just like, no, keep going. It's great. Keep going. He's like, all right. And that trap's just going to snap on him.
R.I.P. Because I am rooting for Ross, but, you know, I'm also rooting for good gameplay. So if he goes out pretty soon, I'm not going to feel too bad.
Yeah, it's crazy. Just a couple days in the Big Brother Celebrity House is enough to change Ross from, like, front runner to this is a potentially game ending decision. And
HOH can tend to do that.
So finally, we had some controversial stuff here with Omarosa and Keisha. We touched on it last night. Rob had a brilliant soundbite joke to go along with it. But Omarosa was talking about how Shannon has screwed them and screwed the Women's Alliance. And then she talks about Ross and how she called from the beginning that he was playing both sides. And she's going to be so embarrassed if Pillsbury Doughboy wins this game.
Mm-hmm. Cool, Omarosa. Good image rehab. You really almost did it for a few days there. You had us going that you were a respectful person.
Yeah, you know, it's people were pretty upset about this. I think that they are right to be. I guess I don't know. Is it better to do it to his face or behind his back? It's hard to say.
Yeah,
either way, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, I think that's a broader life question.
It's like, here's the thing. There's a difference between behind somebody's back and they'll never see or hear of it, and behind somebody's back and as soon as they get out of the house, Twitter is going to be telling them, they're going to be sending them clips about it. Like, that's probably way worse than to his face in the house.
Yeah, I guess so. Because it's behind his back and also he's going to find out. But I don't think that Omarosa cares. I mean, why would she care what Ross thinks? So, like, I don't think that this is really, like, a discussion that she's considered. I don't know. Yeah. I personally am glad that something like this came out just because it's something to point to that's like, yeah, she hasn't changed. Like, obviously calling someone the Pillsbury Doughboy is not the worst thing Omarosa has ever done, but it's also like she's still the same person.
And here's the thing, like, I don't know what her intention was. Maybe it was just who she is. She just normally calls people things like that. But I think, if anything, she's just helping Ross win if he gets to the end. Because, this is a common occurrence in Big Brother where somebody's super anti one of the players in the final two, and they just, like, really try to push their agenda and they're super mean about it in the jury house. Then people are like, now I'm feeling kind of sympathetic toward that person. And when you have, like, all of Twitter backing you up, being like, that was a shitty thing to do. You know, poor Ross in this situation. There's no way Omarosa is going to get any traction to pull, like, an anti-Ross movement in the final two if she's, you know, calling him Pillsbury Doughboy. Like, that's not going to win you any favor.
Especially because his whole shtick was that, like, he's been underestimated his whole life and people have called him names and, you know, he's proved everybody wrong. Like, this is just part of that story.
Yeah, I mean, he like in the HOH competition when he was talking about like my man boobs are just like jiggling up and down, and then they made the sound effects. Like, come on, he's already like he owns, you know, himself. He's confident in himself, and you know, honestly, he probably wouldn't even I think he is very self-assured and self-confident, but that doesn't mean you get to just like call him names.
Yeah, Omarosa, learn some manners.
Yeah,
we've all been saying since 2004 literally every day.
I mean, unless we want to cover two truths and a lie, do you have anything else?
I was into it, and I felt like when you're in like a game setting like that, I think it shows a lot about like the kind of person you are, like in a way that they wouldn't show on TV, because obviously it's not like action. They're not going to show it on TV. But I thought that it reflected well on Brandy that she was very like, guys, it's Ari's turn. You skipped her. Like, she was very good about like making sure everyone was included. And she like made up a game that Ari didn't like because it was like making fun of beauty pageant people. And then she like quickly understood like, oh, guys, Ari's uncomfortable. Like, let's stop. I thought that it showed a lot of personality from people in like a more nuanced way because they weren't talking about the game.
They're a pair. They're Brari.
I know. And like, Meta was so funny during it. Like, I feel like those games really bring out the character moments that I watch the feeds for.
I just want Meta to make it to like the final three.
That's... Did you hear his two truths? One of them was just like, the first time I had sex, I made a baby. He just said it so fast. Everybody was like, I'm sorry, what?
Well, he also went on a whole spiel about Black History Month, and how he's not black, he's brown. Mm-hmm. Like this guy, he's you know, he's a visionary.
You know, keep Meta till the end, please.
Yeah,
everyone.
All right. Well, thank you everyone for joining us. I believe that's all we've got for you today. But, you know, we'll be live tonight after the eviction episode, the live veto and eviction episode. And then I will be back tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that's gone on the feeds. After that, there'll probably be an HOH competition, not during the episode, unfortunately, but afterward. And we'll let you know what happens with that and what the hopeful potential nominees will be. And hopefully there won't be people in the hospital and we'll have actual things to tell you. So thank you again, everyone, for joining us. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. I am at Armstrong Taryn. Lita is at Lita Tweeted. She also has an Instagram at Lita Grammed. When is Ninja versus Ninja starting?
March 1st.
March 1st. So make sure when March 1st comes around, you've got in your calendar like, oh, it's Ninja versus Ninja time for American Ninja Warrior. I've got to listen to Taryn and Lita talk about ninjas.
Yeah, there's like 100 billion teams. So we'll probably be covering it. Probably like this. We'll give you like updates every morning.
Yeah, daily ninja morning updates. Mm-hmm. Thank you again. Make sure you subscribe to the Reality TV Rehap-Ups feed on iTunes or the Big Brother feed if you want all of the Big Brother coverage in one place. And go to rawpizzawebsite.com, comment, tweet at us, all the things. Thank you. We'll see you next time.